Support for this podcast comes from the Central Valley Journalism Collaborative, connecting communities with the resources, infrastructure, and networks to ensure a vibrant local free press.
From KVPR in Fresno, this is Central Valley Daily. It's Thursday, May 7th. I'm Carrie Klein. As wildfire season has grown in California, so has the number of people who die in wildfires. That creates a grim task for fire investigators.
When we see bodies in fatal fire scenes, they're super fragile. Their soft tissue features have changed, making visual identification really, really difficult.
Coming up, how a team of experts in Fresno trained first responders to find human remains after the next wildfire. But first, these news headlines. A man who sold more than a million fraudulent COVID tests out of a Fresno-based company was found guilty on Wednesday by a jury. Jia Bei Zhu is accused of making nearly $4 million in profit from the scheme, which he ran through his company, Universal Meditech, Inc. Authorities unraveled the scheme in dramatic fashion in early 2023 after a warehouse in Reedley was found with dozens of contagious diseases. The property was being used by Zhu to store his products after he was kicked out of a lab in Fresno. The Reedley Biolab sparked a national call for regulation of facilities handling infectious materials. Zhu faces up to 28 years in prison. He'll be sentenced in August. A new report says an ethics investigation was opened and later closed against Valley Democratic Representative Jim Costa. The probe involved allegations of inappropriate advances by Costa against former interns. The alleged incidents took place in early 2020 and late 2021, according to news reports. A spokeswoman for Costa told news outlets in a statement that the congressman fully cooperated with investigations, which were later formally dismissed. State energy commissioners told a state assembly committee this week that California is not headed for an immediate fuel shortfall amidst the Iran war, but Sarah Hosseini with our California newsroom partner KQED reports consumers might still feel the pinch.
Energy Commission Vice Chair Siv Gunda said the state is trying to stay nimble in the face of global uncertainties. He says importing fuel from places like Brazil and offering more money for Asian fuel provides about six more weeks of supplies.
The pricing will move molecules towards California, but it will come at a price, and that's something that we need to closely watch.
The Commission's Division of Petroleum Market Oversight says it's also taken steps to deal with retailers that are overcharging consumers at the pump.
That was Sarah Hosseini with KQED News. An intense marine heat wave in the Pacific Ocean that began late last year, stretching from Washington to Mexico, is starving and killing birds on California's coast. The warm water is caused by a ridge of high pressure that is weakening the winds that drive cold water upwelling along the coast. J.D. Bergeron is CEO of International Bird Rescue based in Fairfield. He says his operation has seen an influx of birds needing help in the Bay Area, especially brown pelicans.
Something's not right. Something has changed. For every bird that's made it in, we've had at least one call reporting birds dead or alive.
He says the problem is that warmer temperatures may force small fish to seek cooler waters, making it harder for birds to find and catch them. So far, his group has treated more than 200 birds. American Sign Language interpreters at Clovis Unified are raising the alarm about the number of interpreters who are leaving the district. News reports say the district received a letter from interpreters urging action, including increasing wages of current workers. More than a dozen interpreters have left the district in the last 2 years and have not been replaced. That's according to a group associated with the interpreting staff. Clovis Unified has indicated that it's actively recruiting candidates, but there is a shortage of applicants.
Does your vroom vroom no longer zoom zoom? Don't let that broken down old car collect dust in the driveway. Why not donate it to KVPR? It's easy. We'll tow it away at no cost to you. You'll get a tax break, and the proceeds will help us bring you the vital reporting you rely on. Visit kvpr.org/cars today. That's kvpr.org/cars to learn more about vehicle donation.
And now to our main story. A warning that this reporting contains descriptions of human remains. As wildfires become more destructive in California, the need for forensic investigations is increasing. specifically the need for finding and identifying bodies after a wildfire. As KVPR's Rachel Livenall reports, a recent intensive academy at Fresno City College addressed this need by training working professionals.
Fresno Deputy Coroner Bianca Torres is kneeling at the base of a burned-up car. And nearby is a grisly sight, a skeleton found in the driver's seat, but not the whole skeleton.
Because that person was seated there in the driver's seat, we know that we're missing pieces.
Missing pieces of bone, that is. She's looking for bone fragments with a team of professionals. There's a firefighter, an arson investigator, a forensic anthropologist, and a homicide detective. Normally, not all of them would be doing this work, but this scene is staged. It's part of an inaugural training called the Central California Fire Death Investigation Academy at Fresno City College. Searching is a team effort because every piece found is crucial.
Body preservation, bone preservation, that's very important to us, the medical examiner and the anthropologists.
The academy teaches first responders how to help find human remains after fatal wildfires. In the last 10 years, at least 180 people have died from fires in California. Chelsea Juarez is leading the academy. She's a forensic anthropologist and a professor at Fresno State.
As someone who responds to fire, the best time to prepare is right now.
She says around 50 people attended. Many are from the Valley, but one traveled from as far as Scotland, all to learn a critical skill before the next big wildfire.
They've never seen bodies that have been burned to that extent from wildfire. So the first time they're seeing it is right before they go to search.
The human remains they're examining are also real. Juarez says that's because bones ravaged by fire look different.
When we see bodies in fatal fire scenes, they're super fragile. Their soft tissue features have changed, making visual identification really, really difficult.
She's talking about identifying the victim, like their age and their sex. Also any injuries and how they died. For Dara Herrick, the scene reveals details she never thought of before. She's a longtime firefighter from Santa Cruz who recently became a fire investigator.
Am I used to fire and fighting fires and running emergency scenes? Yes. But the slow, detailed work of cleaning out the scene and trying to figure out what's going on from a fire fatality and from an investigator perspective is new for me.
Mackenzie Aponte-Guante is a graduate student in forensic anthropology at New York University. She says she's pursuing this career to give families answers after tragedy.
We found your loved one, and here they are. Like, not only we found them, but, like, we get to give them back. And that provides, like, a lot of closure for the families, too.
She grew up in Hacienda Heights. It's mere miles from where the major LA fires started last year. Over 30 people died in those, and she thinks of what it took to identify them as she analyzes these bone fragments.
Tricky, tricky.
That's very porous.
Yeah, but I'm gonna say no.
Chelsea Juarez mentors her throughout this course, because while Aponte-Guante was affected by the LA fires, Juarez was working them, recovering human remains. She knows the damage wildfires cause, and yet she calls California home.
I love California. It's part of me. It's part of my soul and my existence and my being. But fire is also part of us.
And she's trying to keep everyone more prepared. For KVPR News, I'm Rachel Livenall.
And Rachel joins me now to discuss her reporting a little further. Hi, Rachel.
Hey, Carrie.
So first, Rachel, you say that first responders want to learn this type of fire investigation because in the future, they may be the ones searching for human remains after wildfires. Did the people you spoke with give any other indications as to why they wanted to do this training?
They wanted to get a leg up in their training and bring it back to the people they worked with. So, for instance, the grad student I spoke with said that training on wildfire disasters was a specialized trait she could take to a job when she graduates. It's something others might not have. People also receive certificates for training. Some were getting continuing education credits. Some were getting certification through the International Association for Identification, too.
And so what's interesting, too, is that this wasn't just a local training. You mentioned some people traveled from as far away as Scotland. You know, why were they coming from so far away? Is this training, you know, uncommon?
Yeah, there were people from all over the state and the country. I saw some people from Nevada, Santa Cruz. It was just all over. People came from far away because training like this isn't easy to find. The leader I spoke with also said that she based it in Central California to make it more equitable for people in the valley. But it was a bargain, according to her, and I think people were drawn to that as well.
So in your story, you steer clear of a lot of details about, you know, the actual specific human remains that were used in this training, but you said they were real. You know, so tell me, were you and the attendees actually seeing burned bodies? I can imagine that's really a lot to take in.
Yeah, it was. We were seeing real pieces of bodies that were at various stages of having been burned. So the bodies were at various stages of cremation. And it was really hard to see a real body look like that. There was a talk during the training about mental health and support, and I'm glad they offered that. I can't imagine seeing this kind of thing every day without it having an effect on me.
And so you mentioned seeing some bones, you know, early on the story, but they weren't just bones. There were other things as well.
Yes, pieces of bones. Chelsea Juarez, the leader I spoke with, she also mentioned there were chunks of bone, and then there was also just like fully formed bones. It was just various stages of a body being burned.
Wow. So this was the first ever training of its kind here in Fresno. Are there others like it elsewhere? Are they hoping to have more of this type of training in Fresno in the future?
There are others like it elsewhere, but they're not easy to find. For an example, when I searched for others, I found one offered in Texas, but it was only one day, and I think you had to be have a membership of some kind. The people I spoke to said some trainings can also be more expensive than this training. They are hoping to have this academy offered more in the future, and they're hoping to enroll more college students, and they're also hoping to grant different types of certificates. So that no matter, you know, what profession you're coming from, you can get some sort of certificate that applies to that when you take the course.
Really interesting. KVPR reporter Rachel Livenall, thanks so much for covering this and for joining us.
Thanks for talking to me, Carrie.
And that's today's show. Today's episode was produced by Rachel Livenall, Jonathan Linden, and KVPR with support from the Central Valley Journalism Collaborative. I'm Carrie Klein. Find the latest local news anytime at kvpr.org.
You know, every day on Up First, NPR's Golden Globe-nominated morning news podcast, we bring you three essential stories. At the heart of each story are questions. What really happened? What really mattered? What happens next? At NPR, we stand for your right to be curious and to follow the facts. Follow Up First wherever you get your podcasts and start your day knowing what matters and why.